This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Lily Chai. When you first buy your first home, there are quite a handful of things to think about and decide on. And interior design is actually one of those things that not only do you want to make sure that your home looks nice and comfortable, but to also ensure that all functions and spaces are maximized. So I'm here with Gavin Liu, the co-founder of The Makeover Guys, on their take on interior designing for properties in Malaysia. So welcome to the show, Gavin.
Hi, good morning.
Right. So I know you've been on the show about, 3 years ago, back in 2020, and I guess a lot of new things have sprouted since then.
Yes, especially with the pandemic going on, we had to change our business direction quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of things have changed.
Yes, and I do want to talk about that. But can you let listeners who don't know about you a little bit about your background and, your co-founder, Vince Koh, and you guys both started in the same marketing communications agency back then.
Yes.
And it does provide space planning services and things like that. Was this how you guys met? And what made you both decide to come together and start a business?
It's quite interesting also. My journey with Vince, my co-founder, we actually met in high school. We're high school friends.
Right.
Right, right after uni, we decided that, hey, let's do something together. And truth be told, The Makeover Guys is like our 10th company we founded together.
Right. Yeah. What were you doing before this?
I've been in marketing. I've been in branding. I've been in events. Quite a lot of things, actually.
And the 10 companies, right? What were the companies about?
I still remember. I think in 2014, both of us decided that this is not the lifestyle we want and really can't picture ourselves, in that really fast-paced, hectic world of advertising. And of course, it's not just that, right? So on the other hand, there were mistakes made. We just didn't adapt to the market enough. We didn't innovate fast enough and we were actually losing behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why interior designing then?
I appreciate beautiful spaces. I appreciate good design. And one thing about good design is it comes with a hefty price tag most of the time, right?
Yes, it does.
But I do believe that great design need not be expensive. There are creative ways to make it accessible, to make it more affordable. And on the other hand, I love properties.
Hmm.
2010, I started investing in properties. And I realized that, that journey of buying a property, the minute you receive your keys, it should be a very happy occasion. But happiness only lasts a very short while. Because then you realize there's so many things to do, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that joy turns into dread really quickly.
Mm.
And we wanted to address that,
Right. So let's talk about your business model.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you are a team of interior designers who help with makeovers for own stay and rental investments as well?
Yes, that's correct. So I wouldn't call ourselves interior designers, right?
Mm.
Because I think interior designers are more bespoke services. They are very specialized. We're called the makeover guys for a reason. So quick, fast turnaround makeovers, that's our forte. Styling is our forte.
Right.
Yeah.
But one thing is your clients only get to choose certain templates.
Correct.
That they want to make over their properties with, right? Why did you decide that this is the business model that you want to go for instead of customizing whatever that suits their preferences, right?
Right. I think if you want to customize your home, there are plenty of options out there. There are great designers out there. There are many established companies out there. But the way I see it that this style of business is a little bit hard to scale because I'll give you an example, right? Imagine I open a restaurant and I don't have a menu. The first question I ask is, hey, what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell me what you like, I'll prepare a proposal for you. If you like it, hey, I'll cook it for you. And this approach can be pretty limiting because it's a new job every time. And I wanted something a little bit more scalable because in my previous business, which was what I really didn't like, is that every job was a pitch. And when we founded the Makeover Guys, you know, we were thinking, hey, is there a better way to do things? Can every job not be a brand new pitch? Right. And if we were to do the traditional design and build approach, it will be the same thing all over again. Every job will be a pitch. Every job you have to do a proposal, and it's not confirmed that you get the job, right? It's just a pitch.
Right. So I guess this is the market and the current situation now. When we want to revamp our house, when we want to engage with interior designers, like that's the thing that we are not given a menu to choose from, right?
Correct.
That's the gap in the market. Right. But do you mainly focus on condos and apartments, or are they landed properties as well?
The thing with set menus is best suited for condos because there are a lot of structural works, right? But when it comes to landed, we do have landed clients, but a lot of times the requirements is not as predictable as landed. So that means, you know, some may want kitchen extensions, great, some may want to break down walls, and we don't cover wet works in our scope. So that could be a bit challenging.
You know, when I first found out about you guys, my initial thought is like you might be a middle person for IDs and customers, right? But you're not.
Right.
But I believe this is something that you have thought about before, but why didn't you go for that?
Right. So interior design or when it comes to styling your home, there are a lot of things to think about, right? I think workmanship is an issue. Quality control is an issue. And if we were to become the aggregator, I felt that, you know, it's not as simple as food delivery, for example. And I felt that, you know, quality control is really important when it comes to home. And it's not just about quality and workmanship, it's about safety as well. We need to make sure that the whole process is safe. There are a lot of SOPs to govern. And I think it'd be very hard to be an aggregator in such an industry. So we felt that the right way to move forward is to have full control over quality, over the processes, over the inventory that we use, over the designs that we come up with.
But I guess this extends to why you can claim on your website that your makeovers to be budget friendly,
yes,
right? And you can save your clients up to 70%.
Correct.
Right. Where does this number come from? And how do you ensure the quality and it's not compromised in the process to get the makeover done while saving costs?
Right. I think that's a great question, right? So like I said, imagine I open a restaurant, and if my approach is, the first question that I ask is, what do you like? There's no way I can keep inventory. There's no way I can order bulk because everything is customized. And when everything is customized, it's very hard to predict the customer's choices. But if we design set menus, like so I'll call it, right? Let's set templates, design templates, and limit the number of inventory, we can then order things in bulk. And when we order things in bulk, we have economies of scale, everything becomes a little bit more predictable. And that's how we pass on cost savings to our customers.
It's solving a problem, I would say, right? But you also claim that you can finish a makeover in 30 days.
Yes, correct.
How big and concrete is your team that you are able to assure this timeline?
We've been around for, this is our ninth year, so we've been really tweaking the processes a lot to ensure that this happens. In a normal case where there are no challenges, 30 days is very much possible. The first thing is, again, we go back to the business model, right? And we ask ourselves, hey, why does it take so long to design a home?
Right.
Number one, the design process, I think, takes the longest time. And when the design process, it doesn't stop during the confirmation of the job. Because as things progress, decisions can be changed. If we change our minds, then after we change. And ultimately, this drags the whole process. And there are certain decisions, right, that we can't make on behalf of clients if it's the conventional process. And that's where we need the client input. And again, all this adds up to a long process.
Right.
But if things are as simple as, oh, I like this design, just make it happen for me. Tell me how much it costs. I like design, but I don't like to be involved. And those are our customers. So we're not for everyone, but we're really for time poor people who appreciate good design and want a budget friendly option. But if there are also customers that want to be highly involved because ultimately it's their home, right? I mean, if it's my first home and if I like design, I would like to be involved in the process as well. So we may not be the best option if you want to be involved.
I guess you have your own market radio. Yeah. All right. I do want to talk about, you know, your casting, but it's time for us to take a short break for some messages. But don't go anywhere. I'm here with Gavin Liu, the co-founder of the Makeover Guys here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Breakfast for Masters, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. This is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station, and I'm Lily Chai. I'm in the studio with Gavin Liu, the co-founder of The Makeover Guys, and he is one of The Makeover Guys as well in the team. And today we are discussing on their take in interior designing for properties in Malaysia. So before the break, we were talking about why they chose what they're doing, their business model, and their solution for having budget-friendly options that are still able to enhance and beautify properties for their clients. Now, how big is your team? Because what I heard back in 2020 was you had 120 people.
Yes. No. Today we are at 200 over people.
Over 3 years, you expanded by one-fold.
Yeah.
Right. For you, right? How do you structure the company? Do they do like wiring works and painting and hack? You don't do hacking, right?
We don't. Minor hacking we do, but we naturally, we basically don't do a lot of structural wet works.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got, of course, we have a sales team. We have a design team and we have a project management team. And these three are what we call our revenue team, right? So under the revenue team, we also have three products. So by product, we mean makeovers for rental properties,
right,
makeovers for own stay, and we have a corporate division, makeovers for developers. And this is supported by our what we call internal services. So internal services are highly skilled people, like, for example, electricians, painters, wallpaper experts. So we have an internal team for that. And the growth center is, you know, the HR, our finance, our marketing.
Right.
In the KL branch, we have around 180 people. In East Malaysia, we have around 40 over people.
Right. So in total, it's 220-something people, right?
Yeah.
How are you able to ensure the quality of these people who are working for you? I know you do have training in place, but talk to us more about that.
Training is a big thing. In fact, this year we are revamping our whole training process, and we realized that, you know, training is the most crucial part of being a mockster. So a mockster is what we call ourselves, right? Makeover Guys, MOG, we're mocksters. This year we're all about upskilling. And actually, sometimes it takes us, certain roles, it takes us 3 to 6 months just to train people to be capable. And I feel that this is an issue that we need to resolve. There's a better way. How can we have a scalable training format? That's what we're really working on this year.
Right. So do you think by training your employees, right, do you think that the retention is higher compared to, you know, if you didn't train them?
Yes, for sure. I think training is a fun way. And to make sure the training is fun as well, right? I think it's very engaging. And people stay for a few reasons, right? People stay for great culture. Of course, money is a big issue. But they also stay for personal growth. Right.
Mm. Yeah. How much cost or how much money do you allocate to all these trainings per year?
Per year, I think we spend around 2-3% of our revenue for training.
Okay, right. So how much is your margin, right, for each of the makeover? And how are the payments made? Do they pay you deposits first? I heard that there are installment plans, right?
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Okay, margins. Margins are a big problem for us now, especially, you know, post-pandemic, fluctuating prices,
correct,
cost of material has gone up. And we are also blessed that a lot of people supported us during the MCO, and early orders have to be fulfilled irregardless of the cost, right? And costs have been going up. Margins are not great because our vision is enabling people to enjoy better homes. You know, we can't have high, super high margins and claim that we're helping people, we're enabling people to enjoy better homes. But it should be always enough to sustain, I believe, because ultimately, profitability is important for sustenance of a company, right? So we have three payment milestones. So the first payment milestone is a 50% down payment when you confirm the works. And at a certain milestone, basically what we term as 50% completion, that's a 40% payment. And the last 10% payment is upon handover once you're happy and complete, satisfied with everything.
Mm-hmm. About the installment.
Correct, installment, right? So for these three milestones, you have an option for, you know, even EPP payments with your credit card. So a makeover sometimes, once you split across installments, it's only like 1,000 over ringgit per month. Yeah. So again, this is how we believe we can make it more accessible, more affordable for everyone to enjoy better homes.
Right. So are you profitable yet?
We're blessed that we've been profitable since day one because we are self-funded. We are totally self-funded. In fact, the Makeover Guys was funded by me and Vince credit card only. And we were heavily in debt.
So since day one until now, you have never had investors coming into your
company? No, we have not.
Yeah. Everything is bootstrapped until now.
Everything is bootstrapped until now, which I think is great. To define the culture of the organization, right? Because Mockster's, the team, also understands that we are bootstrapped. We need to do things fast, but we can't be reckless. And that's the energy I feel that we have in the Makeover Guys. We do things fast, it's fast-paced, but never reckless because there's no safety net.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's touch a little bit on, you know, the pandemic. Mm. How was the 2 years like, right? Can you give us like a slight comparison between the revenue then and the revenue now since everyone is more open to renovate their properties now? It was very difficult during the pandemic. Even calling a plumber to your house is a hassle.
Correct. And even when the government allowed, the management of the condominiums didn't allow.
Right.
So it was really challenging time for us. And this is where I think Mockster's really helped us get through that tough time a lot. We had so many brainstorms, you know, how are we going to survive this? There were so many great ideas from the team. And truth be told, we wouldn't be here without them. You know, we wouldn't be here today without them. They came out with a lot of brilliant ideas. We sold future projects, you know, for great value, extended warranties, big discounts. 2020, I was really worried, trivia. Never before in my life. I've started 10 companies, right? Throughout 20 years I've been doing this. Never before in my life have I faced such a situation. And I really didn't know how to deal with it. It was really scary, but thankfully we pulled through. I thought 2021 was going to be better. 2021 turned out to be worse.
Right.
Yeah. And when the MCO was lifted, I thought 2022 was going to be better. 2022 came with a whole different set of challenges, like rising costs, there were backlogs. But I'm really glad to say that even with all these challenges, we managed to have a very slight growth. But still a growth, right? Revenue growth year on year.
Did you need to retrench or lay off employees?
No. In fact, 2020, when the news of the MCO came, the first thing we did was we did a town hall with the entire team. We told them, don't worry. We had a campaign, hashtag stay together, right? We made a promise not to do retrenchments because we feel that as leaders, when times like this come, I felt that the right thing to do at that time was to stabilize everyone, right? And if there was fear of losing their jobs, you know, there's no way the organization would have put through.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So were the account books ever negative during that period? No?
Yes. But by financial year end, we managed to steer the ship back. For 3 years, it's been like that.
Right.
But thankfully, we've been slightly profitable, but still positive.
That is great news. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about, you know, partnerships that you have done along the years. So you've partnered with Maxis,
yes.
SP Satya, Eco World, and a few more big names out there. So these brands are quite aligned with your brand, with what you're doing. So they're like electrical appliances, internet providers, and developers themselves. Why do you think partnerships like that are important? And how did you even connect with them at the first place?
I think collaborations are really important. There's no way one organization can do everything. And the market is huge, right? And I always believe that, you know, together we can do more. I mean, cliche as may sound, 1+1=3. I love that line, right? I do believe that 1+1=3. We have to make it work. How do we find them? I guess when values are aligned, naturally, you know, things happen. Especially with, you talk about EcoWorld, I think they're very innovative. They value great design. They offer really good stuff. And they're always trying to pioneer new ways when it comes to their property. Right. And to me, hey, that's fantastic value alignment, because the Makeover Guys is also pioneering new ways in the renovation industry. And you know, things just work.
And I guess a lot of people want to collaborate with you, right? But how do you filter out the people that you want to work with, right? Because there are some people who think that all-encompassing collaborations, like regardless if you're selling clothes, they're selling toothpaste, right? Or they're selling body care products, like things like that, that sometimes it's like there's a misalignment. Mm-hmm. So how do you filter out the people that you want to work with?
I think 1+1 must equals a 3. There must be 3 wins in this situation, right? The brand A must win, brand B must win, and the customers must win. So that is the ideology that I carry. If all 3 parties win, let's go ahead. If not all 3 parties win, then let's not do it.
All right. What are your plans for 2023 then?
The plans for 2023 will be to focus on 3 major things. Championing a new CX, customer experience, because I think that is like the most important thing, the entire experience during the whole makeover from consultation until delivery. The second part is creativity. In order to stay relevant, we are only as good as our last great design. Sad, but true. We are only as good as our last great design. We need to continue challenging. We need to continue coming up with great work. We need to continue coming up with great designs. That's the second pillar. And the third pillar is branding. Brand is important. I think credibility is very important, especially when it comes to renovation. You know, you're letting someone into your home. Credibility is everything that matters. Right, so we're building heavily on this tree, and when it comes to CX, customer experience, there are 2 parts to it. How can digital tools enhance the experience when it comes to renovation? Honestly, we have the technology today, but it's still not inside renovations. There's so many ways the whole process and journey can be a lot more enjoyable, and we're excited to bring that this year, hopefully, fingers crossed, really soon.
All right, we'll be looking closely into the space. Thank you very much for spending time with me today, Gavin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking to Gavin Liu, the co-founder of The Makeover Guys. If you want to know more about The Makeover Guys, you can go on to
www.themakeover.my or come to our Facebook, search The Makeover Guys, or even our Instagram or TikTok.
If you miss any part of this show, you can go ahead on our website at bfm.my or the BFM app that is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play to listen to the full conversation. I'm Lily Chai, and this has been Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.